So I started wondering, so does it mean that the mediation is confidential? Does that mean that you can't use the information? I get it inside the, you know, to kind of prove up a claim in the mediate, you know, in connection with the bankruptcy case, but can you take information that you obtained in the mediation and just keep it and use it for other purposes? Example, if creditor one was suing creditor two in state court and obtained some of that information, what law applies to protect confidentiality if the mediation fails? Or if the mediation is successful, if one party seeks to enforce the mediation agreement post-effective date? And I'm thinking of a hypothetical where creditor one and creditor two are fighting each other outside of the bankruptcy. You know, I'm not going to really know. You know, I'm the bankruptcy judge. I'm not going to really know what information they're using. Some of that information may never get to my doorstep. But if the order just says the mediation got referred to ISGR, you know, is there an argument that someone can then use to just say, well, Lopez just referred us to mediation and didn't really say anything? Just got me thinking about what are the ground rules. And you know, I think most bankruptcy professionals are going to treat a mediation with total confidentiality. It just made me think maybe you're probably wanting something in an order to just make sure that you're getting everything that you want.
This is not a hypothetical either, because I actually have a case right now that is in the Southern District of Texas where this precise issue is an issue. I mean, it has really not been resolved, because it was a case that was referred to mediation. One of the judges is the mediator. There was information produced in the course of mediation from one party to the other that now is controversial as to whether that can be disclosed in a lawsuit. And it's not a settlement offer. We're really talking about purely information that was shared, that was requested by one side in the course of the discussions and was provided. And so at least one of the parties has argued that in the absence of a mediation order that provides for confidentiality or a confidentiality agreement, which, as Judge Lopez says, you obviously don't have necessarily if one of the judges is a mediator. One of the parties has made the argument that the confidentiality order in the case governs. In other words, when confidential documents are exchanged between the debtor and the creditor, that rule basically covers even what goes on within the mediation. But had there not been a confidentiality order in the case, I don't know what the argument would be, frankly, because it's just understood. But why is it understood? And also, it may not be understood in all jurisdictions. I mean, just because we're in the Southern District of Texas doesn't mean that somebody sitting in Oklahoma or Ohio or California isn't going to have a different view as to what their protocol is.
Yeah, and so the reason I just wanted to bring this to the bankruptcy community is that there are discussions like this going on in the ADR community, and at their CLEs, they're kind of talking about the ins and outs of the virtual mediations and confidentiality. And I think they're all in general agreement there that, you know, folks are going to respect confidentiality and everybody's on the same page. But I just thought it was interesting, an interesting enough topic, and I wanted to just bring it to the bankruptcy community to just say, hey, folks who kind of do this for a living are having these discussions. Maybe we ought to think about them as well. And at least start checking your forms, thinking about this. So I started thinking about this, and look, some of the issues that I started thinking about was, you know, does a party have to disclose everyone who's in the room and who's listening on a phone line, right? And for all of us who have done virtual hearings, you know, you can always tell when there's someone behind the witness, you know, because the witness is talking, but, you know, they tend to do, you know, one of these, or they start to look to the side, or they tend to look down. But if you're in a virtual mediation and everything is confidential, do you have, you know, if someone is in the room that you don't know, should they have to disclose that or not? One of the issues that came out was, you know, can you record a session? You know, can you turn on your recorder? Can you take screenshots of information shared by the mediator? I don't know. I just think folks ought to think about that, because who knows if somebody's doing it or not, and there ought to be some protections one way or the other. So it's just little things that I think are popping up in these mediations. And I did recently have a party in a mediation say, you know, Judge Lopez, hey, can you make sure that no one is taking a screenshot of what I'm getting ready to allow you to share with the other side? And I said, absolutely. And we clarified that. But it's just an interesting thought that sometimes in a in-person mediation, I might show you a doc and let you stare at it, and it might be some numbers. But if I put it up and share my screen, is someone then taking a picture of that screen without the mediator even knowing?